The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be given by Dharma holder and temple director Michael Herzog.
And so here we are, 48 hours in, 2 days. 2 days aboard the ship of compassion. And the weather is here, isn't it? The storm clouds, the rains, the winds, the bright blue skies, the oppressive heat and the thick fog, all of it, the terrain and the territory of our lives. In this room. And this is the last night of Sesshin. And yet we press on. We go forward. And by press on and go forward, I mean we stay right here. Right here. In the middle of our lives. At this point, it may be helpful to recall the fourth of the four guidelines. Do your best. Do your best. But who is the you that's doing your best? Is it the you that does your best and things tend to go the way you planned, or is it the you who tends to do your best and things fall apart? Is it the you that hasn't got an ounce or a bit of transcendent enlightenment? And perhaps coming to a sesshin, if you do your best, you'll get something out of it. And if this moment is the result of infinite causes and conditions all cascading down through endless time right here, where is the one that stands outside of that, imposing its will on it in order to do your best? If you look closely, it all seems to fall apart. And yet, do your best is still a guideline. How do you practice with that? Maybe it's as simple as not having some personal heroics or strategy, and just simply meeting this moment as it touches you. Meeting your life. This life. Maybe it's not asking, how do I do my best? What do I do to do my best? And just allow the moment to do you. Let the breath breathe you. This is what the sixth ancestor, Wei Nung, called the original face. The original face isn't some identity hidden behind a curtain. It's right here, out in front. Right here. This original face, or the original face before your parents were born. In this one sweeping phrase, collapses all space and time. Right here. The only place where your life is. and perhaps you can meet your life as it functions, here and now, without splitting it into a watcher and a thing that is watched. And when you do, you do your best. Why? Because it couldn't be otherwise. This is what the Buddha saw 2,600 years ago. It's what we are commemorating on the eve of the eighth day of the 12th month, Rohatsu. As he sat under the Bodhi tree and realized his original self, his true self. Now, whether that story happened or not doesn't quite matter. It's happening right now. Right here in this room, 1030 Pleasant Street. Each one of us, under our own tree of awakening. And according to the legend, as the Buddha sat throughout the night, he was assailed by the armies of Mara. The armies of Mara. Fear, anger, resentment, lust. And those ghosts, all those ghosts saying, "Who the hell do you think you are?" Right here, in this room. But there wasn't any battle. The Buddha didn't return fire against the armies. He simply said, "I see you, Mara. I see you." And seeing is enough. Seeing is enough. Why? Because this is your one and only life. No matter what you think about it, this is it, and it is gone altogether too soon. This is it, here. So stay. Stay tonight. Don't go to that other place. Be here. And do your best. Do your best. Thank you.